We're going to start with the local property tax this morning because Kerry County Councillors yesterday voted to adjourn a meeting deciding the rate of local property tax for next year. A special meeting was held in county buildings in Tralee yesterday. Under legislation, councillors have the power annually to vary the base LPT rate for the following year by plus or minus 15% or leave the rate unchanged. The rate for 2022, of course, was 7.5% above the base rate. Now, at the meeting, Council Chief Executive Maura Murrell asked councillors to consider a 15% increase in the base rate for the next 2 years, and regulations have been changed to allow it to be set for 2 years now instead of one. Ms Murrell told the meeting that the council is facing into a budget deficit of €13 million, with rising costs of energy prices and materials having a significant impact on council finances. She said projects in towns all over the county which need council funding would have to be scaled back or put to one side completely if the council doesn't have the funding to complete them. The head of finance for Kerry County Council, Angela McCallan, told the meeting that 49% of homes in Kerry are in the first band of valuation between €0 and €200,000. She said a 15% increase from the base rate for next year would mean an increase of 26 cents per week for people in that band compared to this year. Now, with me on the line to talk about this from either side, I suppose, of the debate as to what happened yesterday when the councillors decided by a vote of 15 to 16 or 16 to 15 that the meeting would be adjourned until next Wednesday. With me is Councillor Deirdre Ferris, who and her party had called for a reduction in the LPT base rate and the variation, I should say. And we also have Councillor Norma Foley of Fianna Fáil. Good morning to both of you. Councillor Ferris, I'll start with you. First of all, your position was, Sinn Féin's position was, you wanted a reduction to the maximum that you can give for people this year. Is that right?
That's correct, Gillian. Thanks for having me on. This is no secret. Since I was co-opted in 2020, I've been always calling for a reduction on the local property tax. I fundamentally disagree with a tax on the family home. It is not an asset. There is no profit to be generated from it. People are struggling. I just feel that we should, as a council, be doing all that we can for the homeowners out there who have been struggling with the rising cost of living crisis out there, and assist them in every way that we can. I also fundamentally disagree with local authorities being strangled by central government by not providing adequate funding to be able to complement a full provision of services within the county. There should not be this dependency on the local property tax and ordinary homeowners and hardworking people trying to facilitate a cost at the end of every year, added on to all the other significant costs that they are facing with this cost of living crisis, whether it's mortgage interest rates, massive increases in energy prices, fuel prices, home heating, food across the board. And I feel the central government have to come in and return the 20% cut in funding that was implemented in 2014 by Phil Hogan and the Fine Gael government, put it back into local government so that they can provide a full complement of services to the county. My concern for the year ahead is, even though the figures that have come out, we're already at a deficit, even if we do have the 15% increase, but the amount of deferrals last year before the massively exacerbated increase in cost of living, that there's going to be even more deferrals and we're going to be even more in deficit. So what I would be looking for here is central government to come in and fill that shortfall in funding within local government so that they do not have to worry about cutting services, especially to the likes of emergency services like the fire service and to home maintenance. And that should not be the case, Gerry.
Okay, all right. Councillor Norma Moriarty, and the outcome of the meeting was a proposal and a motion, a proposal from Councillor Bobby O'Connell of Fine Gael suggesting the meeting be adjourned until Wednesday morning to give councillors time to produce figures. You're looking for, if let's say Sinn Féin and the other 15 who voted against that proposal want a reduction in the amount of LPT, then they have to outline the figures and where they're happy for cuts to be as a result of that. Is that right?
That's correct. And obviously to give people time to reflect on what that will mean in each MD area as well. Look, I've listened there to Deirdre and she made the comments there that she would be appalled at the thought of the cut of services, emergency services, basic services and so on. She didn't reference the major projects that are hugely important to the development of local enterprise and the local economy, strengthening them, providing employment and so on. And they are potentially impacted, or no doubt will be impacted. The rate at which they'll be impacted will be determined by the percentage, if you like, variation in terms of our local property tax. But the two things can't be true. You can't be concerned about the cut in basic services and then starve your local authority of the ability to provide those services by calling for the maximum reduction in the local property tax. Now, for the first time, 100% of the LPT gathered is ring-fenced to be spent in the county in which it is gathered. That's a positive thing. It's the change in allowing us to set it for more than 1 year is also a positive thing. The local property tax is something which Deirdre has an ideological opposition to, and quite frankly, ideology never put food on anybody's table. The local property tax, let's look precisely at what it means. You have three property tax bands. You have the lowest one, which is at €90, the next one is at €225, and the top one is at €350. If we vary it by the maximum of 15%, either plus or minus, the difference it will make to an individual household is 26 cents per week at the lowest rate, 65 cents per week at the middle rate, and 90 cents per week at the top rate. Now, if you tell any person out there that as a local authority, we're going to do you a great job, lads, we're going to actually threaten your basic services, but in solidarity with how difficult things are at the moment, we're going to give you an extra 26 cents per week, or 65 cents, or 90 cents, they would actually laugh in your face because you're not doing any good to them whatsoever. You're not providing them with anything meaningful, nothing whatsoever. It's tokenism. That's all that it is. And every year we have a property tax debate in this council. That kind of tokenism gets trotted out and it's wrapped around in emotive language about people struggling to put food on the table, which they are in circumstances. But do not equate a 15% reduction in property tax with helping those struggling families, because it doesn't. In fact, it actually has the opposite impact, because where we really help struggling families is where we provide decent employment for them and where we develop local amenities and services which will allow employers to come in and thrive in those communities. That's where we help local families. We've done it. Every single project that the LPT has match funded in terms of grants and the drawing down of grants has been a roaring success. You look at the RDI Hub in Killarney. You look at the Agri-Tech Centre of Excellence in North Kerry, operating out of the MTU. There are a myriad of projects and grants through the Town and Village Renewal Schemes, through CLAW funding, that we match fund with the property tax that's raised. When somebody asks me, what do I get for my property tax? I ask them, sit back and relax, because I have a long list to go through with you. I have no issue in the world defending this tax, because you get incredible value for it. The 26 cents Deirdre wants to put back in somebody's pocket is forgotten. It has no use and no value. But you gather all of those 26 cents together as a county, we pool them, and we then leverage extra grants, which every Kerry person will benefit from. They benefit from in terms of the basic services that we can provide. They benefit in terms of the major projects that we can get grants to put in place. The URDF, the Urban Renewal Initiatives, both in Tralee and Killarney, they're potentially going to be cut back now in terms of the finishing off of those as a result of the lower LPT. We have wonderful projects that we want to get off the ground in Kenmare and Castle Island, but they need a plan. They need that exploratory work to be done first. In each case, it'll probably cost around $50,000 to get the bones of that plan put together so an application for further funding can be made. To jeopardise that is to do a disservice to the people of this country.
Okay, all right.
I asked for honesty yesterday.
We'll let Deirdre Ferris respond. Ideological tokenism, Deirdre, can you respond to that charge?
It's definitely not tokenism, Gary. Yesterday, I think seven councillors used the term unprecedented times. I think it was mentioned at the executive table multiple times. We are in unprecedented times. And that is, tokenism is almost like I'm trying to benefit from this. I can assure you that I'm not. I have always said that I fundamentally disagree on the tax on the family home. But if you look at it in perspective of what we're facing at the moment, in our MABs have indicated a 30% increase in families contacting them in severe financial difficulty, people who would never have had to reach out for help before. Mortgage holders, with the we are one of the third highest for childcare costs in the world, in Europe, sorry. We have the second highest mortgage interest rates in the Eurozone. We have seen massive increases in mortgage rates and across the board. Families are struggling to cover mortgage costs, and increasing are more than likely going to be having to cut back, and across the board, not just with heating, not just with food, but possibly not meeting their mortgage payments. And you can break it down quite significantly to like 26 cents and 90 cents.
Yeah, is that going to make a difference for those people, realistically, is the question.
It is 90 euros, 215, it is 315 and 405 added to a family budget at the end of the year. Now, central government, that a decision that a proposal I put forward yesterday is starving local government. No. I can counter that quite frankly by saying that central government, the Fianna Fáil, the Fine Gael and the Greens government are starving local authorities by not adding funding.
In fairness, dear DeFerris, I take your point, just on that point. I take your point on that, and your party is opposed to it, and several parties are opposed to it, and have been since 2014, but it's in place since 2014. It's not going to change for 2022 or 2023. So are you fighting a war that's long since last, just on that point? And are you not dealing with the reality in front of you of local services here saying that they should is not going to change the fact that they won't? If you understand my point. They're not going to come in with the money. If you cut by 15%, they're not going to march in with the money and say, okay, Kerry County Council, we're going to give you the money to make up that shortfall this year. So are you fighting a battle that's over?
The shortfall that is projected is nowhere near what it is going to be. Kerry County Council outlined yesterday the projected 14 to 25% increase projected for next year on building costs. It also outlined the projected increase on energy costs, of which still there is no stop there. There is no stop there. Measures could be implemented, and better measures that were implemented recently. A windfall tax should have been brought in to prevent the price gouging in the energy sector. This is where central government come in, and it could have protected and prevented some of the seriously rising costs across the board. The increase from 3% to 7% for the derelict properties tax. That is nowhere near enough to cover. There is absolutely no incentive out there whatsoever to aid and assist the ordinary homeowners out there. They are struggling, Gerry. They are struggling so difficult. St. Vincent de Paul this year have seen nearly a 49% increase in a request for help. And like with MABS, with people who would ordinarily never have gone to them. They are assisting people with food parcels who are trying to keep a roof over their head or even keep the house warm. And in some cases, it's a choice between the two. So it's a roof over the head, a cold house and a food parcel from St. Vincent de Paul. There is no tokenism here. And to insinuate otherwise, it's being very disingenuous by Norma and by her colleagues. Because if they are not acknowledging the extreme difficulties that are going on across the board and the failure of central government to adequately support local authorities in this cost of living, then they're being very negligent in their roles.
Okay. All right. Norma Moriarty, answer that. You're being disingenuous in what you're saying. You're not caring about people who are really struggling. Okay. Do we have Councillor Moriarty on the line? Norma, can you hear me? No, I think we've lost connection with Councillor Moriarty. We'll try and get her back up. We'll try and get her back up in the line. Let me ask you this in the meantime. Now, going through this meeting yesterday, the 16 councillors who voted for the resolution to postpone matters till Wednesday put it back on Sinn Féin and on you to outline where you're happy with or what figures will be cut or what you'd be happy to see cut in order to pay for the 15% reduction for Wednesday's meeting, before which a final vote will take. Are you going to be able to do that?
Well, Gerry, there should be no cuts across the board. We have recently seen a vacant home tax come in. It is nowhere near adequate.
No, I understand you've made that point. I'm talking about Wednesday's meeting. Are you going to be there, number one, and are you going to outline what they wanted in the resolution, saying, Councillor Michael O'Shea, I think it was, who said, anyone who's supporting a 15% reduction from the base rate should have figures on what services will be cut. Will you be doing that Wednesday?
Well, I'm doing my best to free up myself from a prior commitment tomorrow to make it in there on one of my council-appointed boards, of which I had a full day booked tomorrow. So I'm doing my best. I did ring Kerry County Council yesterday evening, and I rang Councillor John Francis to see if we could change it to an earlier time so that I could move around a few things. At the moment, it looks like it can't go ahead because a resolution has been passed with a proposal to adjourn the meeting. So I'm now looking for somebody to stand in for me at another appointment. a full day appointment.
To make that happen.
And so I do want to go in there. I have no problem going in and outlining my position on this, and in particular, my position on how we as a council are going to proceed forward. I don't want to see cuts anywhere. The council should not have to see cuts made to local services. Now, and Jerry, and also to say that there is a severe shortfall in staffing numbers. They're talking about more staff, preventing the recruitment of more staff because of the local property tax. They are talking about cutting back on general maintenance and housing. There is already an extreme delay and shortfall in maintenance and housing as it is. They are also calling, indicating that there's going to be nearly up to 600,000 at a loss for the emergency fire service. That is scandalous to think that that has to come out and has to be dependent on the local tax, property tax.
You're again saying central government should be covering that. Okay, Councillor Foley or Councillor Moriarty, you're back on the line. Your response to her claim that you're being disingenuous, people are struggling and this cut needs to be delivered. This cut in the local property tax needs to be delivered for people.
With all due respect, any disingenuousness is on the side of those people who made statements that were frankly untrue about what they can achieve for the ordinary person in Kerry by cutting the property tax, by taking away resources from the local authority who's tasked with delivering services and delivering improvements. That's disingenuous. The idea that 26 cent or even 90 cents, let's take it at the top rate and at the maximum 90 cent, is going to make an appreciable difference in people's lives. It won't. What I want to say is, I would put several things to Deirdre. We are completely and utterly aware every single day of our lives of the impact, because we're living it ourselves, of the impact of inflation and the increased cost of living crisis. We're all aware of that, every one of us. And you're talking about the property tax not doing anything for people, therefore we're going to cut more of it. We heard in the news bulletin this morning that there is, you know, double social welfare payments. We heard that the fuel allowance and the doubling of the fuel allowance. We know about the SUSE grants. They're being doubled this year. They're for people who are in receipt of SUSE grants. There's a lot of people who aren't. But the registration fees have all been cut by 33% for every second level student and the homes that they come from. You're talking about meaningful differences in people's lives carried out with that 11 billion budget. The budget was referenced by Deirdre yesterday as if nothing was achieved for the ordinary person with that budget. That was disingenuous. That was an absolutely appalling statement to make. And then turn around and say that 26 cents a week or 90 cents a week is going to make a difference.
Okay, let me put this point to you, Councillor Moriarty.
May I put one question to Deirdre? Is Deirdre happy to see a consequence of a reduction of 15% in the LPT? Is she happy to see that the dredging at Phoenix Harbour can't go ahead? A working harbour in her own area, the people that she represents, is she willing to sacrifice that project for an ideologically tokenistic stance?
Okay, Deirdre Ferris, your response to that?
Councillor Moriarty, like yesterday, is trying to deflect and put it back on me. The fact remains that the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parties are strangling Kerry County Council of this of proper funding. They have stood over the 20% cut in funding to local authorities. They are making the job extremely difficult for us across the board. It's not me and a proposal that I'm putting forward that's going to strike. We're already...
You proposed a reduction.
Excuse me.
Of 15% for LPT, which will have an impact of taking our marks out of the local...
Okay, let Councillor Ferris finish. Councillor Moriarty, let Councillor Ferris finish.
Look... This is not just like yesterday, the level of defensiveness coming from the government party sitting, and representatives of the government party sitting in the chamber, it's astounding, to be fair. They know what's going on within the county. I don't want to see cuts. That's why I'm calling for central government to come in and support local authorities with proper, adequate funding to carry out the basic services.
Okay.
It would be much easier to support a local property tax if 100% of the local property tax was providing basic services like full housing maintenance across the board instead of massive delays.
Okay, we're running short on time. Councillor Moriarty, final point to put to you from a listener. Caller says she and her husband are two old age pensioners living on their pension. She is low income pension. Her husband is a full pension. They live out in the country. They don't have a public road. They don't have public lights. They don't have public sewerage. They don't have public footpath from the council. Everything is their own and they still have to pay property tax. They get nothing for it. They feel if they're looking for fuel allowance, there is someone out investigating them. What about them this morning?
What I would say to the person, and I made this point yesterday in council chambers, I live in a very rural part of Kerry, and I would say that anybody, even the people who live in the most remote part of Kerry, at some stage or other you're going to go to your local town or your regional town, and you're going to avail of the services that are provided in that town. You want to make sure that you'll be able to access car parking in that town. You want to be able to get public conveniences in the town. You want to make sure, and probably the one that impacts every family in the most emotive way, are our graveyards. We want to make sure that our graveyards, our cemeteries, are well looked after, are well maintained, and that the final resting place of our loved ones are taken care of. It is the local authority who is tasked with doing so, and we need funding to make sure that that happens.
And people who are in central government to help facilitate that care, Norma. You cannot continually
think time for people. It's a very worrying time for people with the cost of living. I do empathise with that, and I do understand that. But the impact of starving the local authority of this funding is actually doing the opposite of what the Deirdre says she's trying to do.
Okay, all right, we've heard your points.
With all due respect, yeah. The level of the narrative coming out by the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors inside there is that the likes of me, who are trying to help as best we can,
are instead cutting public services, and you're saying no. I understand the point you're making. We're going to have to leave it there. We're way over time. My thanks to both of you. We'll see what happens on Wednesday at that adjourned meeting when it resumes and when the final vote is taken on the local property tax. I think the view from the government side of the house is a 7.5% increase in the rate for this year rather than the full 15%, just to make that point that was proposed by the council executive. We'll see where it goes, and I know independents as well yesterday in particular were calling for debate to be left the same for next year, so we'll see what happens on Wednesday. My thanks to both Councillor Deirdre Ferris of Sinn Féin and Councillor Norma Moriarty of Fianna Fáil.